think one of the things that I did miss is, and I started doing this just more recently, and we'll see how it goes. I'll keep you posted. But one of the things is it needs to have equitable resources, right? Equity. So if, you know, I'm starting to say, if you want a run-of-the-mill Western evaluation, it'll be 10 or 12% of the overall project budget plus travel, if they have me travel, right? And if you want a culturally responsive evaluation, or if you want an Indigenous evaluation, or if you want an equitable evaluation, you know, something specialized, then that's going to be 15% or more of the budget plus travel. It's very specialized, you know, and I think that some people are well-intentioned, and then others who are just hiding behind the latest diversity, equity, and inclusion movement within evaluation or the world, you can tell real fast by the resources. Do we have enough time, or are we rushed? Do we get to co-create instruments, or are they given to us and say, this is what you're using? Do we have shared data agreements where we own the data? Do we have Indigenous people leading or co-leading efforts for data collection, study design, writing the report? Whatever. Do we have enough funding? So if we're asking Indigenous people for information, or, you know, whether it's a survey or interviews or focus groups, talking circles, however, are you making a donation to the community, or are you giving honorariums? There's got to be a reciprocity in that. You know, we cannot continue mining Indigenous hearts, minds, and spirits like they mine the earth. It's a colonized way to do things. And I call it out. I try to be polite and professional about it, but I am very direct when it comes to that. And that's part of the advocacy work. I understand the PhD behind my name has power, and I will use that power for good medicine.